health care before Obamacare was forced through the Congress. The massive search for a man who injured five people with a chainsaw continuing on the Swiss-German border. The man is suspected of using the chainsaw in a revenge attack on a Swiss health company. Police say the 51-year-old suspect is a former customer of that company. Get more news and analysis of today's headlines at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
The Chinese government is trying to stop Vietnam from being able to pull oil out of the South China Sea.
China's foreign ministry has asked for a halt to oil drilling in a disputed part of the South China Sea. Currently, a Spanish oil company has been working with Vietnam on projects in the region. The problem is that several countries have laid claim to the area, China and Vietnam being among them. China claims the current drilling area overlaps its claims in the seas and its own oil concessions.
The Girl Scouts of America have announced they have 23 new merit badges based around things like science and technology. Here's Mark Mayfield with a report.
The organization has been working with groups like the Society of Women Engineers in an effort to get more girls into those kinds of careers. Now the girls can earn their badges in everything from programming robots to designing model cars. Girl Scouts CEO Sylvia Acevedo told CNN that the goal is to correct for the lack of exposure a lot of girls have to these kinds of fields. Acevedo is literally a rocket scientist herself, having worked for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
An illegal immigrant is providing the details in a human smuggling operation that killed 10 people in Texas. The immigrant has told investigators the driver of a tractor trailer ignored pounding on the walls of the packed, sweltering trailer. The immigrant also revealed that dozens of people being smuggled into the U.S. took turns breathing through a hole in the wall, but many people passed out because they had trouble breathing. The trailer, which had no lights, food, or water, was found in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio this past weekend. USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and we have two shows that we do, Real Estate Matters, and we alternate that one at 55 plus. Today we're going to do one right in the middle, and we're going to talk about a very worthwhile charity that goes on within Hunterdon County. It's more of a service, but it's a not-for-profit, and we'll talk all about the organization when we get going. The first thing we're going to do is give you an intro to the weather, and then we're going to give you the weather and a few paid commercials, and we'll be back in 4 or 5 minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again. I'm going to give you the official weather report. You can't get much more scientific than this. It's coming off of Android Central. And right now, we're sitting at 75 degrees. It's really on a cool side outside. It's a little sprinkly, and I think it's going to keep going that way. The next 2 days are going to be 78 and 81 with just periods of cloud. And then on Friday, we're going to have a little bit of rain again, 79, Saturday, 81. We're going to start up in about 3 minutes at this point. Let me give you a few of our paid commercials, including mine, so you know everybody is about, and we'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So, hi, it's Joe Peters again, and I'm going to turn down the mic in the background because we're getting a little bit of echo. We've got a show put together for you today that's a little bit different. I think you're going to find it interesting, where we're going to talk about what's happening in the county with an organization called Hunterdon Youth Services. I have two people sitting here with me. I have Dina Sinar. I'm going to say that three times real fast. Dina Sinar. Okay. I think I've now got that. She is the director of development for Hunterdon Youth Services. And I have Levent, who I've known for a long time, in Bay Rosle. is his last name. Why don't you say it?
Bayrosley.
Bayrosley. And he spelled it out phonetically. I've known Ben for a while. He just broke the microphone, but that's okay. We'll have it back together in about 10 seconds. And I'm Joe Peters. You just heard my commercial. I do real estate across from Hunterdon and Somerset. We're not trying to sell you anything here today, but that's what I do for a living. And what I do as part of that living is I go to a lot of different leads groups, and I run into some very interesting people like Levent, and that's how we got this show together today. Let's start with Dina. What is your background? How did you get from when you left high school to here?
Oh, my goodness. So when I was in high school, I was offered a part-time job at Seton Hall Law School. And that was when I was a sophomore, and I spent the next 18 years at Seton Hall Law School, working part-time, then full-time, and then getting both of my degrees while working at wow. Seton Hall Law School from Seton Hall University. Yes, my parents were very happy because they didn't have to pay for my tuition, only my books and registration fee.
And the two degrees are in?
My bachelor's is in social and behavioral sciences and a minor in business, and my master's is in education, specifically focusing on counseling.
Okay.
So, which brings me to Hunterdon Youth Services in a sense. So while I have over 20 years of higher ed experience, I came across director of development position at Hunterdon Youth Services, focusing more on fundraising, marketing, and, you know, creating awareness and, you know, just utilizing my counseling degree in some capacity.
So Hunterdon Youth Services is a not-for-profit that
yes.
performs services for Hunterdon's youth, obviously.
No, not Hunterdon. It's throughout the state of New Jersey.
So, okay. Yes. So it is... It's called Hunterdon, but it doesn't just cover Hunterdon.
Right, because it's a center in Hunterdon County. That's okay. why we call it Hunterdon Youth Services.
Wow, so that's mm-hmm. a pretty big position. It's not just county-wise, it's statewide.
Yes, and the executive director, Lawrence Brooks, he's in charge of the entire program.
Okay.
Monica Guzman, she's the assistant executive director, and she's basically in charge of the database where she goes into the state's database and works with different case management workers
right.
to see which type of boys are out there that might fit our group home.
And how many people in the entire organization?
I want to say there's six full-time staff, but then we have a whole nother division of youth care workers because
right.
someone is at the center 24/7.
Okay. And where is the center located?
56 Sand Hill Road in Flemington.
Oh, so right next to the hospital.
Yes, it's about a half mile up from the hospital.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I bet you've been involved on the board for a while, I guess.
Yes, I have. Yes.
What the hell? Give us a little, first of all, let's give some of your background, high school to here.
Well, I grew up in Springfield, New Jersey, went to Wagner College.
Good school.
I have a degree in business administration, got right into finance. I've been in a financial advisor and planner since 1990.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was approached through a networking by Jerry May Grimes, who's the chairman of our board. To get involved, and I had been in a point in my life where I had more time, and so I was very eager to work with an organization that really was deserving,
right.
in need of volunteer support, and that's how I got involved. And I'm a board member, as well as being on some other committees and obvious other volunteering activities.
So how long have you been involved at this point in time?
It's got to be going on 3 years, three plus
wow.
years.
Wow. And I know how demanding that is. I was at Hunterdon Helpline for about a year and a half. I've just mm-hmm. recently left because I changed jobs. And I just needed to focus on my career change.
Mm-hmm.
But it's demanding. It's a labor of love, too.
And absolutely.
Hunterdon Helpline does a lot of good within this county, and I still support them very strongly. I might rejoin them at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to sort of get a few things off my plate. So talk to me about the organization. Who is your typical client for the services?
They're all male
okay.
Youth between the ages of 13 and to 21. But normally it's about 18, 19. We've had a 21-year-old there, here and there.
Right.
I'm with the organization for 6 months now, so I may
okay.
look to Levent for an expansion of my answer.
When in the state of New Jersey, when a family goes through issues where they're unable to sustain a, let's say, a natural home environment. We all know that the state gets involved,
right.
And that's where Dina had mentioned a caseworker will be assigned to that child. And with the caseworker and the family, they'll work to find the most appropriate and suitable host to house this child for a desirable a short period of time. The average stay at our facility is about 1 year. And again, there was a decision many years ago before either of us was to go only male. And so we will meet with young men and their families if they are involved and determine if our level of care is suitable and appropriate for them.
Right.
And then we provide a safe, nurturing environment, make sure they go to get to school and have jobs.
So they're on site at your facility for
correct.
That period of time you just described. And
correct.
Your facility is here in Hunterdon?
It's here in Flemington, but it's important to understand that we serve New Jersey, the
okay.
entire state of New Jersey. It's
okay.
And that's just because we are funded primarily from the state.
Right.
So we are taking kids from every corner of New Jersey. And
wow.
We're actually in the process of evolving. We are about to roll out a new name called Binnacle House. We felt there was a need to evolve and grow. Unfortunately, the Hunterdon Youth Services name has historically pigeonholed us.
Yeah.
With people thinking about who we serve and geographically what we do.
Yes,
well, that's okay. And,
yeah.
and we believe this new name, Binnacle House, is going to move us into the next.
So where does the name Binnacle come from?
A binnacle is the foundation of a ship's compass. So
okay.
if you look at a ship, or if you understand about anything about a ship, there's a compass, but there's a housing to it.
Yeah, great
the
point.
Housing is called the binnacle.
The binnacle.
And, yes, and our whole philosophy around that is, we're here to support these young men and their families
right.
in charting their own course and figuring out what's best for them. We're just there as a foundation.
So you said the average stay is about a year and a half in the...
1 year.
1 year. And
mm-hmm.
the average age is in late teens.
13 to 19, mm-hmm. typically.
Okay.
We are one of our initiatives as we evolve is to begin to provide additional counseling to not just our kids, as
right.
we call them, but their families. And as they get older and as unfortunately they age out,
right.
The state will not fund
over
18. So... that's a real struggle.
Yep.
Any of us that have families and know that there are mature 18-year-olds and there are immature 18-year-olds.
Right.
And I know a lot of us probably wouldn't have been where we are without the support of our family.
Right.
And these young men don't have family generally. So it's us.
So when does somebody become a good candidate to come into your program?
Well, unfortunately... the circumstances of a young person coming to us is generally not that... not a happy time.
Right.
Like I said, the state court system is involved.
Yep.
And the family court system works with a caseworker, another state employee,
right.
to determine, you know, which facility is the best fit. We have psychologists on staff and therapists on staff. We're, I always like to say, somewhere in a middle ground area.
Yep.
There's foster care available. There are other levels of care for some children that need more intense or
right.
more hands-on care. We're kind of in the middle.
Okay.
So
I sat last week with the woman we talked about from CASA.
Oh, yes, the executive director, Tracy.
Tracy, and she talked about... She covers three counties
mm-hmm.
where you cover the whole state.
That's correct. Yeah.
And she said there's about 500 foster care children in the three counties, of which they have about 215 have advocates, so maybe 60% are covered. Turns out that all of Hunterdon's covered. So if we took from there to you, are these the same children that can't find homes, or are these a different
Not
set
necessarily. Of- like Levin said, it's the state gets involved. The state literally
right.
will... take that child, they're in the state's care now, and that's when the state and the case management officer works with the family and the child to
right.
see what is best for them. They come to us a lot of times in the state of crises where we just need to quickly start intervention with them and you know, help put them on the right path and work with the family if the family's still involved.
Okay.
But the child, for some reason, cannot be living in the home with the foster parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's not that he needs foster parents. It's that he needs intervention.
Exactly.
That
right.
He can't get at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our goal is to create good citizens at the end of the day and help them with their behaviors, if their behavioral problems, and work them out with a family member,
so
help them get
like
a job.
Boys Town? I mean, everybody saw the movie where they...
A little bit, okay. A little bit.
It's probably not a good analogy, but I'm trying to draw the picture
right.
in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
These are children that have, male children that have big issues, so big they can't live at home anymore, and they need to have a...
Well, not necessarily the child. It could be the parent, too.
Exactly.
You know, the
yeah.
abandonment. The parent, unfortunately, is a substance abuser.
Right.
And, you know, that's just not a safe place for the child to be with them.
That's right. Interesting, too. So the child may not be the problem. In most cases, it sounds like the child isn't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The home is the problem.
Right.
I would say that...
It's case by case.
Yeah, anywhere from... a third to two-thirds of the time, there's a lot of gray area. It's really either the parents, and I will say this as a parent, it's virtually 100% the parents' issue.
Right.
I will take 100% of the responsibility for my children's actions.
Yeah.
That being said, as individuals, they themselves have a tendency sometimes to exhibit personality behaviors that
right.
need a little direction.
Yeah.
And that's where we aim to come in. And
okay.
Our goal, as Dina said, is to help these individuals find a path to become responsible citizens and productive members of society and be happy people.
Right.
I mean, that's in the day, we want them to figure it out themselves, and we're there as a foundation.
So we talked about how they got there, and we talked about when they turn 18, you can't help them anymore because of funding. The state doesn't allow you to. But where is the natural progression back? I mean, most of them go back to the family, or do they go elsewhere?
I would say natural progression is back to family. A vast majority of the time, they are reunited with their family.
Okay.
A small percentage of the time... there isn't a family, unfortunately,
right.
and there. Then we work with other agencies and other charities for independent living situations and
right.
counseling.
Right.
Again, as I had mentioned earlier, one of our long-term goals is to create more of a pathway and support system for some of these children that need a little more support beyond
okay.
what the state is willing to provide. And we're working on it. And people can find more information about Hunterton Youth Services at our website, which is
okay.
huntertonyouthservices.org.
Right.
Again, it's huntertonyouthservices.org. You can also call 908-782-1046.
Good.
Again, 908-782-1046. For more information, and we're always looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's one of the things I want to talk about. Before we go there, how many, at any one given time, boys do you have in the facility?
12. That's
okay.
the max.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if the 13th one shows up? Is there others that
Well, basically, the state system will have indicated that we're at capacity.
Okay.
So we'll sort of, again, drop off the roster of eligible
yeah.
facilities.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they how do they determine you're a good match for the boy or the boy's a good match for them, for you?
Well, they have meet and greets. So
okay.
Our assistant executive director will set up meet and greets. So the case management officer, the child, and the parents will come in for a visit. They'll get a tour of the house. They'll talk to Monica about the services there. And, you know, they walk away with all that. And if they have another meet and greet somewhere else, they weigh out which
okay.
is the best fit for that
child. So that's
child.
Wrong. The analogy I use, which is wrong, I apologize. Boys at Boys Town was hundreds of boys. This is 12 boys. It's
mm-hmm.
a close-knit group that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And do they, what does the facility look like? Is this a...
It's
large
a
house.
Home. It is a large home.
Okay.
Actually, before Hunterton Youth Services moved in, it was
yeah.
a doctor and a family home. So
okay.
the first part of the house was, or are the offices
right.
where he would see the patients and all that, and that's where the administration currently is right now.
Okay.
And then on the other side of the house, there's a huge living room, a library, a kitchen, which we'll talk about in a little bit, that needs remodeling, and we have a kitchen campaign going on right now. And there's four huge bedrooms upstairs, so two of them are able to hold four beds, two of them being bunk beds.
Okay.
But it's a nice sized house. They have a nice yard. I think it's 2 or 3 acres outside. Mm-hmm.
So if you were a girl and you were in this situation, is there a Hunter and Hughes services, so to speak, for females as well somewhere?
There is.
There's a Hunter and Hughes services is one of a few dozen service organizations across New Jersey that provide this. As I said before, Dina and I got there, it was decided to go boys only.
Which makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I understand those.
Yeah, it certainly eliminates certain issues.
Yeah.
Interestingly, at a recent board retreat, we discussed the possibility of starting a female-only facility, and that's a possibility in the future.
Right.
Obviously, each sex has their own set of issues sometimes and challenges that we need to be met.
Yep.
So at this time, we are what we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could fully understand. My boys went to a boys' high school. And I think it was wonderful because they were focused on education, not on the opposite sex. And my girls went to a co-ed high school, both Catholic schools, and it wasn't the same. And then my one daughter just wound up going to public school at the end. I found there was no supervision whatsoever. It could have been just that school, but it was like, I think coming in and hearing, oh, she's in love. I don't want to hear she's in love. I want to hear how she's doing and what we're doing about it. That doesn't solve a thing. Anyway, that's one less problem, and I can well understand why you don't have the boys and the girls mixed
together. I don't believe we'll commingle.
No. Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of activities go on in the course of the day for the 12 that are attending here?
Well, now I'm with Hunterdon Youth Services for 6 months, so this is the first time I'm there during their summer program.
Right.
So they have outings. They'll go to Great Adventure. They'll go to the beach. They'll go for a hike. Today, when I left, we had two state troopers there speaking to them.
Wow.
Just about, you know, gangs and everything and, you know, the wrongdoings and what's right, what's wrong. Beware of this, beware of that. Which I think is great. And today, after that, and after another meeting, we'll be celebrating Christmas in July.
Okay.
Because there's many of the boys.
Surprise.
They know.
Oh, I thought it was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay. It's hard to hide stockings, a Christmas tree,
right.
You know, all that good stuff from 10 boys that I think 9 or 10 boys that we have there.
Right.
So we'll be celebrating Christmas in July this evening, and we have a Christmas tree up. You know, the whole thing is going to be happening. Food, dinner, gifts, and all that. And it's great because we have a meeting before that, so a lot of our board members and volunteers will be able to attend.
So do your board members actually get involved and hands-on?
Yes.
Tell me a little about that.
Well, being a relatively small organization, looking to grow, and as I said, we're open for volunteers all the time. Like a lot of people, we all know, whether it's ourselves or not, the point is that sometimes it needs all hands on deck.
Right.
And if you don't want to flood the boat, you have to start bailing water yourself. So it's fair to say that everyone on the board is always involved in some capacity, doing something.
Okay.
Yes, some of them are making something to bring tonight, whether it's donating a Christmas tree, making food,
right.
Planning two of our signature events, which one of them is our golf outing, and the next one is our comedy night, which is coming up in October 20th, to be exact. So they're hugely involved with that, with whether they're sponsoring it or they're getting people to sponsor the event and attend. So that's a huge way, not only through service, but like funding-wise. So they give a lot back in many different ways.
A few things logistically. How do the children get education that are in there?
Well, they go to Hunterdon Central. They go to the different schools in the area. Some of them are at alternative schools, maybe in Basking Ridge or Titusville, but but
and the schools will take them for a one-year stint and whatever the time frame is?
Yes, the school will actually interview them, and they'll interview the school as well to see if that's where they want to be.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So medical, as I imagine, there's a doctor on call for the facility? No.
No, they are taken to the doctor. Like, we would go make an appointment.
Okay.
Something's wrong, your throat hurts, so we go to their doctor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have youth care workers, or sometimes staff has to take them, but there's always someone readily available to care.
So how far away does, if you've got 10 or 12 boys now, does the farthest boy come from? I mean, is it, they're all the way from Cape May to...
Yes, actually, Rio, yes. So yeah, very good guess.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
We've had kids at our facility from virtually every county at one time or another at our facility. So
how long has the facility been there, years wise?
39, going on 40 years.
Yeah, 1979 is what we mark as our establishment, and we were a group. We were a county shelter for many, many years.
Okay,
thus the Hunterdon Youth Services name, and we serve families, young men and young women, and then the organization evolved.
Yep.
It evolved and got focused on only young men, and I mean, here we are today. Mm-hmm. So
if from 1979, which is, we're going close to 50 years, 40 years, 89, 99, 09, 19, almost 40 years, how many boys have gone through the facility in that amount of time?
That's a great question, and we're actually putting together the data on that, because going through different leadership and everything, you know, sometimes records weren't, you know, taken so well or
but
kept.
But it's always wonderful to see that people that went through here became the mayor, became a school teacher, you know.
We have more than one, but I know one specifically that they talk about a lot, who became a state trooper after he left, and a lot of them will go to college.
Right.
So they call a lot saying they need a letter of reference,
right,
which we're happy to write for them.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And then I would imagine a certain amount of, I know when I was a kid, if you really didn't behave, you went in a service. You know, it does that still happen?
Sometimes. It depends, because if they are, you know, they have a mental illness,
right,
you know, they're on medication or something, they're unable to register to be in the
Because I don't necessarily think it was the right direction even then. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read about the men coming out of the service and becoming homeless because they never really knew how to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They went through education and do this, do that. They went for the service, do this, do that. Now they're on the street with no direction and they get sort of lost at sea. So, where does your funding primarily come from? Being a state-run organization, I would think it's coming from the state, but being a not-for-profit, I think you're out there trying to raise money like everybody else.
Yes, it does come from the state. Like I said, we have two signature events that pull in money for us, our golf outing, which is in May, and our comedy night. During comedy night, we have a silent auction. We have a tricky tray.
Oh, that's
There's
neat.
A 50-50 raffle. And, you know, I know we make a decent amount of money for that during that event.
Right.
And that's October 20th. It's at Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Yes, there's sponsorship opportunities available. So if anyone's interested, tickets are $125. But remember, it's going to a good cause.
Right.
But you have, I think, during cocktail hour, there will be two drinks for free.
Okay.
And it's shrimp, scallops, it's nothing.
Wow.
You know, it's very high end.
Really nice.
Yes, I've of course been involved since day one. I can assure everyone listening, it is a fantastic evening with wonderful comics, good dinner, great company. It's a great cause. If you really want to have a good time out and feel good about yourself supporting a wonderful cause, join us on October 20th. People can find information on our website at hunterdonyouthservices.org. They can buy tickets. They can sponsor if they would like.
Do the 10 or 12 students that you have or boys that you have come to that function as well?
No.
Okay, so it's just a fundraiser. Mm-hmm.
It is. In today's modern world with HIPAA, if people are familiar with the privacy laws.
All the things you can't do.
We have a right. We have a responsibility to protect our kids.
Okay.
And privacy
and their identities, I would think.
Too. Yeah. To that end, as Dina had said, and we've mentioned in the past, one of our other initiative is to create an alumni program because we all know that we as human beings have a tendency to listen to our peer group a little bit more than superiors, and that's one thing we are really endeavoring on. We've started some initiatives. Legally, we cannot mandate anyone to stay in contact with us, but we're fostering this environment of, you know, help your buddies, help your peers, you know, let us know what's going on and in your lives, and if you need something, reach out to us. That's I've been involved with plenty of organizations, and everybody that comes into contact with us echoes the sentiment that we are one of the most caring and thoughtful group. We really have a real heart in this, and we care.
And it sounds it. I mean, just from knowing you and hearing you talk about it when we get into the leads groups and some of the things that are going, and there's so many good, really good charities going on.
Oh,
I know
absolutely.
How you're all diving for the same donut there on charity contributions. It's really tough.
Because it's challenging. Yes.
People think they give to United Way, which is a wonderful charity, and United Way takes care of everything else, but it doesn't necessarily work that way. They do take care of a lot of things, but not everybody. So it's kind of tough, and people say, well, how much can I give? I gave here, I gave there, I gave there, and it's kind of tough. I know we do two a year with the 100 Helpline, where I think the tickets are $100, which is reasonable, but you get appetizers, dinner, and dessert in three different places, and you get to meet 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the mayor of the town it's in is there, and a few of the councilmen. They try to keep creative. 2 weeks ago, they had salsa night here. I don't know if
yes,
you came
I
down.
Was. I was here for a little while.
Yeah, it was really well attended.
Yes, it was. Everyone was having a wonderful time.
They always do. We're about 6% Spanish in Hunterdon County, which is on the low side compared to a lot of our sister counties. But a lot of them are right here in Hunterdon. Mm-hmm. The borough of Flemington, and the others are mostly along the river towns, and we draw a lot of people out for that. So let's get back on yours, though. You probably need two things, if there's anything like the helpline facility. You need volunteers to be on the board, and you need volunteers to work in the business. Why don't we talk about the business first? What kind of volunteer? I sit there, and I did a show about 6 weeks ago of Linda Friedman, and Linda and I are both looking at in the rearview mirror at 70, and we're saying there's life after 70. You know, we're all both working full-time careers and are very busy, and we have a lot of seniors sitting home because they got laid off at 57, 58, never found other meaningful employment. I would think they would be wonderful people to get involved in this. It's probably not a place where they're going to make any money, but it's a place where they're going to get a lot of gratification and meet a lot of people, and through that they may find something else to do. How do seniors get involved if they've got an interest here?
Well, if they want to get involved, I mean, they can go to our website, HunterdonYouthServices.org, and there's many different ways they can get involved. They can come cook with the youth, teach them, you know, how to make things, tutor them, play guitar, teach them how to, you know, play a musical instrument.
Wow.
Yes, which we have a lot of these. I mean, we have one volunteer that comes in and actually painted the logo of Hunterdon Youth Services in the basement. It's huge. It's beautiful. And the boys, you know, really enjoy working with him because he's so patient. He takes the time to teach them.
So whatever a senior's passion is, if it's exchangeable with the boys' interest, is a natural. Just bring it along, and you could be an instructor. And
right.
We could have you in on different intervals and getting involved.
And you can also get involved through our committees. We have a fundraising committee that we have volunteers that are not necessarily on the board, facilities committee, who they don't have to come in and fix things, but, you know, go around the house and give us their input, their professional input on, you know, what projects need to be done, what we should be focusing on.
Right.
Then we have a finance committee, program committee. did I miss any committees?
No, but we have volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteers. I mean, there's one thing that is certainly a common denominator of the kids that we serve, which is a lack of parental interaction and involvement. A lot of the situations that these kids are in are mainly because their parents weren't fully engaged enough. And you'd be surprised what it's like for a young person just to have an ear to talk to or to interact with.
Like
so we don't exclude anyone who wants to come in. And as Dina said, you want to cook a meal with the guy, show him how to cook something. You want to, we've had people come in and teach chess or checkers or backgammon.
Wow.
People that were there to share their love of music and play an instrument with them. There really isn't, you know, I think as human beings, we can take for granted
The
benefit of a little human interaction. That little back and forth goes a long way.
Whatever your passion is, even if it's a subject matter, like Marilyn and I go to New York and do a Second World War tour for about 19 or 20 days. And every time I talk to us, somebody's got a story about, you got to see this. My grandfather was there. My uncle was there. There's millions and millions of passions out there. And getting people involved who have time, who are sitting home watching some silly sitcom, and letting them get some satisfaction out of it is wonderful. And I got to tell you, it's not easy to find a job in New Jersey. And most of our seniors are not looking for jobs. They're looking for something to do. Mm-hmm. And if they can make a little money out of it, that doesn't hurt. But this is not necessarily that. It's they can get a lot of satisfaction out of it, meet a lot of people, and you never know where it takes you.
Absolutely.
So true. But also, I want to mention, too, the community at large. A lot of them have come to us to partner with us, whether it's Talbot's, another store in the area that says, you know, will you do a day of shopping with us and you'll get 10% of the proceeds on that specific day.
Right.
So I just, you know, I wanted to mention that because it's so great that the community realizes, you know, that nonprofits really need financial support and they're coming to us for that.
And we have so many things going on. I had the mayor of Flemington on, Phil Grainer, and he introduced me to Kimmy Metz's mother. Kimmy is our very own Flemington resident that's going to be in the Olympics next year. And look at the thing right across the street. They're looking for... So they had to come to Kimmy's. You go to Fridays and 10% goes to Kimmy or 20, whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of things. It's almost overwhelming because
sometimes you don't know which direction
to
look in.
So you know what I think you have to do? And we've been involved with a lot of things with our children over time. And I think the best description I've ever heard of a family counseling center was take what you can lose and leave the rest. And I think getting involved is the same way. Get involved where you can, and you can't do it all. And you did more than most people. Mm-hmm. You know, give these people a call. I'll read the number because they typed it out for me. It's 908-782-1046, and it's HunterdonYouthServices.org.
Mm-hmm.
Today we've got Levent and Dina on, and each one of them have individual leadership roles within this organization. And Dina 6 months ago was doing something else, and now she's totally consumed. And Levent is sitting on the board, as I've said, on several boards. And it's amazing how quick you can get involved. So if somebody's sitting out there looking and saying, I really need something to do. I know Marilyn. She's like 2 or 3 years from retirement, my significant other. She's saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you've got a million things you can do. a million things you can do. As long as you're not looking to make money out of it, we have some very high interest. Hunterdon Helpline calls 65 people twice a day and talks to them. I mean, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
And when you look at 10 or 12 boys that need some instruction, need some companionship, need some mentoring, it's a wonderful thing to do. And we could go on and mention 100 other organizations. But Hunterdon Youth Services, if you're looking for something to do, they can help you get your time utilized. So we've probably got about 3 minutes to go. What else? What didn't we? We probably got about more like 8 minutes to go. What didn't we talk about that you would have liked to have talked about? The golf outing is so far out, so it's the comedy night coming up on October 20th,
which I'd like to mention again. It's a really fun event. Tickets are $125, but you get so much for that.
Right.
We have so much going on during that night. As Levin said, we have 3 great comics that will be there. And, you know, we can pretty much guarantee that you're going to have a great time.
Okay.
And
It's at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, yes. By the way.
Yes. Is that the one that's where the balloons take off on 22?
It is nearby there, correct. Okay. It's on 173. I think technically it's in the town of Glen Gardner, okay. Right off exit 11 on 78.
Yes, that's
very
what
convenient. They do a great job. There will be refreshments. There will be great food, silent auction, tricky tray.
50-50 raffle.
If we're available, send me whatever, and we'll definitely come. I mean, we felt it was sort of superfluous that we got involved. We got involved in a tree coming down on Basking Ridge. They took this 600-year-old tree down. The tree was here before the country was founded. And they had this requiem for a tree. We actually went to a service for the tree where the people of Basking Ridge were. They had chamber music. It was a charity. And it was the most eventful night we've had. And it was for a tree. Mm-hmm. This is for people. I'm not saying the tree comes second. The tree was very important to those people, and they're going to make the altar for the church out of it if the wood is salvageable. And we learned a lot about that process. But there's a million things to get involved with. And that's why I know I've been here 19 years at this point, 20 years next year. And I've gotten very involved primarily through the Hunterdon Leadership Hunterdon program last year. Got to meet everybody in the county. And as a result of it, I've had countless people come on the show and talk about what's on their mind. And we have some beautiful things going on here, senior-wise, children-wise, charity-wise. Just come on out and get involved. And my number is 908-238-0118. If you can't figure out what to do, give me a buzz, and I'll plug in to the right organization that would like to have you participate with them. So the Christmas is tonight.
Yes, Christmas in July is tonight, which is a huge deal.
Okay.
And I've never celebrated Christmas in July, so it's exciting for me as well. But another thing I wanted to mention is our kitchen campaign.
Okay.
So hopefully as soon as we get the ball rolling with the town and we get our permits, we're going to start remodeling our kitchen, which is 40 years old, and it's literally falling apart.
Okay.
I mean, some of the cabinets don't have doors, drawers are broken, and, you know, stovetops aren't working. So, you know, 12 kids in there three times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks.
Okay.
There's a lot of use that they get out of the kitchen. So it's time to remodel it. And we have different levels of sponsorship for the kitchen campaign as well. And if you are interested, you can give me a call at 908-782-1046 or visit our website, hunterdonyouthservices.org.
So that's a great opportunity to get involved. What if somebody has some things that maybe they feel you're kidding?
They can contact us, and we can definitely, you know, see if we need it, if it fits into the new kitchen.
Because I would think your kitchen is more like a restaurant kitchen in
requirement. Not really, is we're trying to transition into that. I mean, it's not going to be that because of funding reasons, but it's definitely going to be bigger and better than what we had from 40 years ago.
Right. And, if anybody's out there listening that's in the Raritan Township, building department, fire department, or council, I'd like them to hear my voice and understand that there's upwards of 12 young people in our town that don't have a sufficient kitchen to eat from. And we've been delayed months on end. And I know there's been some transition there, but, you know, from my perspective, we're working day in and day out to make these young people's lives a little bit better than what they're coming from. And not being able to provide a decent meal is high on the list of a pet peeve.
Right.
And if anybody can help us with that, we are please contact us or the town. We need to get this going ASAP.
I know we've had... I worked for Weikert for 13 beautiful years, and we had some of the council people come in and talk to the Weikert agents. We had about 108 out of the Clinton office about what's going on, and they said that we have 26 municipalities that we do some shared resources with, but in effect all work on our own, and we try to give them leadership. And sometimes they're hard to lead. It's like herding cats. They all have their own agendas. They all have rigid rules that they want to follow with. And I know sometimes they gave this example when somebody wanted to come into Hunterdon County and open a business. It was like a not open sign when you came across the Hunterdon border. And their message is we got to break down these little silos and make it so that people embrace And it sounds like you're bumping into this even on a charity situation.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a certain understanding I have that, look, we need to provide a safe environment, and we obviously want to adhere to any and all fire codes and building codes to ensure the children's safety. That being said, there's a small amount of bureaucracy going on, and it's holding up our this. And look, we're not, again, talking about we want new furniture or paint the house or this or that. This is the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, kids, we have to feed these kids.
Do you get any resistance from the neighborhood that the facility is there?
No, it's upwards on the top of Sand Hill Road, where it's in a relatively, I would call it rural, where they're, you know, it's like a lot of Hunterdon County. It's pretty rural.
Pretty rural.
Yeah.
It's probably most people don't even know what it is.
No, they don't. You blink and you're by it.
Wow.
People pass it all the time. They're like, I passed it three times. I didn't know. Right. You know, there's no sign. It's a home. And with a driveway, and, you know, I mean, the only thing outlining is maybe the 10 parking spots alongside the house. But other than that, it could look like a doctor's office.
What if somebody just wanted to make a donation? They could call that same number and do
that? They can contact me, Dina Sinar, Director of Development.
Happens to be what you do.
Yes, it is what I do. And we love to take checks, donations.
Do you have foundation programs? Like if you contribute X a month or a year, you... Or bronze level, I think. Yeah.
We're not at that level yet, but that's our
goal. Well, in our events, there
are bronze. Oh, yes, in sponsorship. The sponsorship levels,
absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the sponsorship can be by an individual. It doesn't have to be
Yes, like a plat. Yeah. For our golf outing, for our comedy night, we have presenting sponsors at $7,500. We have platinum that are at $5,000. Gold is maybe $2,000, if I recall correctly.
Wonderful.
So and because there are different levels.
And because we are a registered 501c3 charity, there are many corporations that will match your gift. So if you're thinking about it, great. I'd like to also mention Amazon Smile.
Yes.
This is a really interesting. So Amazon, in their fantasticness, also is a charitable. So you can designate the Hunterdon Youth Services to receive a portion of all sales from your Amazon purchases. It costs you, the purchaser, nothing. Amazon takes part of their profit and gives it to us. So it's important to log on to smile.amazon.com.
What a wonderful way to get it.
Yeah. So again, once you do it once, it's automatic. It is not it's not a different Amazon. It is Amazon.com.
And you're paying the same thing. And
you're paying the same thing.
It's just giving through a nonprofit.
Yeah. Amazon takes part of their profit and gives it to us or other charities that are available.
Organization.
They are.
Yeah, so when you sign up for the Amazon Smiles, you have to go in and select the nonprofit that you want to contribute to or that you want to get the proceeds of whatever sales is happening.
That was one of the things we were looking for when we worked on Helpline, was a way to have a sustainable giving kind of, and that sounds like a wonderful way. And can you split it between a couple of charities or is...
That I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Amazon Smiles and figure it out, guys. It sounds like a wonderful way to give. I know I buy everything but my groceries. It sounds like pretty soon I'm going to be able to buy that there, too.
You could buy kitchens, right?
Yeah. Sears just went through them. Yeah. I mean, they opened the back of the mail truck by my house. I live in Beaverbrook in one of the townhouse developments. And it's all smiles looking back at you. The whole truck is full of Amazon stuff. And I said to the woman who delivers my mail, I said, wow, you do. She said, if it wasn't for Amazon, we'd be out of business. We get free tractor trucks every morning, and we take it the last mile. We take it to people's houses or doorsteps or mailboxes. Mm-hmm. So it's the world's changed. And we all say, well, it's changed over. You know, it's changed. It's changed. People aren't going to the store. That's what happened to Radio Shack. You can buy it online and get it delivered tomorrow or the next day for free. Why would you go buy a box of envelopes? Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep changing. One of our real estate people said the biggest free things, it's all social, that he's seen change is that a third of all people are getting married from a dating site, that Airbnb is now putting hotels in real dire straits, and Uber, which was invented so some kid didn't have to drive home drunk. I'm carrying that a little far. I don't want to get sued on that. But it was a social pick-me-up service. It's everywhere. I use it. we're going to Europe and we're, other than a dating site, using two out of three. We're going to do all Airbnb and we're going to use Uber as we commute around because I don't want to drive a car when I'm over there. So the world has changed, and Amazon Smiles is one way that one of those changes can help you contribute to the 100 in youth services. 3 minutes left. What do you want to say?
If you're interested in making a donation, becoming a volunteer, attending our comedy night on October 20th, getting involved just in general, you can give me a call, Dina Sinar, 908-782-1046, or you visit our website, 100inyouthservices.org.
And if you'd like to get involved, you can give a call as well. If you'd like to just come in and be a mentor of some sort or share your passion or get on the board with people like Levent, you can call that same number and they'll plug you in to somebody that can talk things out with you and get you definitely involved. Sounds like a wonderful service. I learned a lot. I appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to seeing you on the 20th. I got to check the calendar, but I think it's clear.
Oh, good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well. And we're going to go to a few paid commercials, and our next show, which is the music show, will start in about 8 minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the motion is agreed to.
Vice President Mike Pence casting the final vote, a 51-50 vote, to open up debate on the GOP repeal of Obamacare. President Trump earlier called for the move.
Every Republican running for office promised immediate relief from this disastrous law. We as a party must fulfill that solemn promise to the voters of this country to repeal and replace what they've been saying.
During testimony before Congress, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, said Russia had no influence on his business.
I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering